Well, it is finally here. After months of planning, purchasing, messaging, Facebook marketplacing, washing, wrapping, cooking, cleaning, it's finally here. Christmas time. Christmas time is, some people say, the time for family, the time for friends. It's also the time for gifts. Now, I have to say that this part of Christmas stresses me out. I never know what to get people. And then you get that awkward moment when it comes to the gift giving, when somebody gives you a gift that you know is worth about $100, and you know that you only got them something worth $20. Then there's the awkward moment when somebody gives you a present that you really don't want. And you have to grit your teeth and say, oh, thank you. Or if you're a parent of a child and somebody gives your child a gift, that's a really loud, noisy, obnoxious toy. You have to do the same thing. Gift giving and receiving can be stressful. But the thing about gifts is that no matter how stressful it is, gifts are always free. Gifts are always free. I can't remember the last time that when I gave a gift to someone that I issued them a tax invoice. I can't remember there being an FPOS machine around the family tree. Gifts are free. They're an act of kindness. They are an act of generosity. And this Christmas, I want to share with you the amazing free gift. The best free gift ever. And that is the gift of Jesus Christ. With this gift, there is no stress. There is nothing to repay. It is a free gift. Now, it might be easy to think about Jesus as a historical figure or a wise man. But actually, he is so much more than that. Jesus is God in flesh. God turned up. 100% God, 100% human. We heard this read in our Bible reading just before. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Just imagine the awkwardness it would have been for Joseph at this point. Mary and Joseph are engaged. They haven't been together as man and wife yet. And then suddenly, there's a baby. How did this happen? Now, these days, it may not be that controversial, but in those days, it was. Joseph was well within his rights to press charges against Mary for adultery, even have her stoned. But as he thought about these things, an angel or a messenger from God came to him and says this, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus was a completely normal human being. A completely normal baby, but at the same time, completely and utterly God. He wasn't conceived as you and I were. He was given by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is a gift, not only to Mary and Joseph, but he is a gift for the whole world. A gift for you and me. We don't deserve it. We don't have to pay for it. He is given to us. And why is this gift such good news? Why do we need this gift? Well, we need it because humanity has made a mess of this good world which God created. Because of our sin, because of our rebellion against God, we made a mess of this world. Darkness came into this world because of sin. Despair came into this world because of sin. Hopelessness came to this world because of sin. We only have to see this at play by turning on the TV news, by remembering back two Sundays ago. This world is broken. This world needs something better. This world needs this gift. But God hasn't left us alone. God hasn't left us in this darkness, but sent his one and only Son into this messy, murky, dark, sinful world to save us. He came to give us relief from the darkness. He came to give us real life, relief. Last month, my family, we went on holidays up to Noosa. And while we were on holidays, there came this heat wave. It was blisteringly hot. And in the midst of this heat wave came storms and then a blackout. The blackout came at night, so it wasn't too bad, but the next day it was forecasted to be about 39 degrees outside. So here we were indoors trying to get as cold as possible with no air conditioning, no fans, no air movement, perfectly still outside, hot and humid, no fridge, and a grumpy 18-month-old who would not nap. It got to about noon when I thought, Calder's, that is it. Pack the car, we are going home. So we put our son in the bath to try and cool him down somewhat. Poor kid. Sorry, Hudson. But then as he was in the bath, suddenly the lights came on. And then even more gloriously, the beep of the air conditioning came on. There was relief. There was hope. The Calder family holiday could continue. And well, how much more has Jesus come to give us relief? From the darkness of this world, from the sinfulness of this world. The angel tells Joseph that Mary will bear a son, and that you are to call him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came with a mission to rescue us from our sins, to give us relief from our sins, to rescue us from the judgment of God that we deserve because of our sins. He came to save us from all that keeps us from our relationship with God. He saves us from death itself. See, because 33 years later, after the scenes that we see in the manger, Jesus is grown up, but Jesus, he goes to the cross. He dies for us. And in that death, he took the whole of the sins of the world, the darkness of this world, the judgment that this world deserves on himself, took it to the grave and destroyed it altogether. And then 3 days later, he gloriously rose again, defeating death itself, which assures us of real life, of eternal life. That even though, yes, we physically die, all those who put their trust in Jesus will surely rise again to eternity, in a perfect new creation where there will be no more darkness, no more sin, no more heat waves, but great relief and great real life. See, Jesus turned up as the free gift to give us the real life, which then gives us real hope. This hope that Jesus gives us is completely life-changing. Because not only can we face death knowing that death is not the end, but we can know that in the darkness of this world, that there is a God who knows us, who loves us and who knows what it is like to be us. See, classically, when people think about God or think about their gods, they might get this picture of the Simpsons God, the old white guy with a long white beard sitting on the clouds waiting to smite the puny humans or something like that. People from different cultures might think about little statues made of wood or bronze as their gods who bring them favor. But actually, the God of the universe isn't distant or aloof. He isn't dead, but he is truly alive. And he gets what it is like to be us. See, Jesus, who is God in flesh, came as a human baby and experienced everything that we can possibly experience and more. Have you ever been so tired that you could just fall asleep anywhere? Jesus has been there. Have you ever lost a loved one? Jesus has been there. Have you ever been in physical pain, emotional and social shame? Jesus has been there. Have you ever been in spiritual anguish? Jesus has been there. He gets it. He gets us. And so since we've been saved from our sins, it means that we can run to him as our loving Heavenly Father who gets us, who knows what it's like to be us and who can comfort us in the midst of our sufferings. We can talk to him in prayer. We can throw ourselves on him, knowing that he holds us fast, even through death itself. Do you want this free gift today? Well, it can be yours. You just have to ask for it. Turn your life to Jesus and it will be given. There's no awkwardness coming to Jesus. There's no shame coming to Jesus. There is no more guilt when you come to Jesus. It is a free gift. It isn't bought. It isn't earned. It isn't redeemed with a coupon. It isn't debited from our bank account. It doesn't require a payment plan. It doesn't earn interest. It doesn't need afterpay. Friends, this is the best free gift ever. Come and have the real life and the real hope, which is found in the free gift of Jesus Christ, who is God with us, Emmanuel.